Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Detroit basketball.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Detroit.
Woo!
Hello, good people. Hello, good people of Detroit. Everybody in America, around the world, thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. This is your host, David M. Allen, here to talk a little Pistons basketball, or lack thereof. Another ass whooping happened tonight, live from the palace. I don't know. This might be the most inconsistent team in the NBA right now, and I really just don't understand. I really don't. They got mollywopped tonight, 119-94. They dropped down to 15-19. They have lost 5 out of their last 6. And actually, if I was to stand the count, I'll count exactly how many in the last 10 in a second, but I just want to talk about the A game that wasn't brought. I just don't understand. I guess it was too much Giannis at the end of the day. Too much Jabari Parker. Too much team basketball, actually. The biggest lead for the Bucks was 26. It was a game in the beginning. I mean, it really was. Really, it was a game until the fourth quarter. Well, and somewhat through the third. But they pulled away in the second half, is my point. And the Bucks had 36 assists. The Pistons actually won the rebounding battle 44-38. But the Pistons, they get wrapped up in ISO ball a hell of a lot. At first, they were passing. It was looking good. They were making the right passes, making the right plays. In the first half, they were really, really patient with their offense, and I was actually impressed. They weren't settling for outside shots. They weren't. They were making the right play. It was a lot of high percentage shots going on. There was a lot of effort. Even Reggie Jackson got a block in. He actually dunked on Giannis, but Giannis, of course, got him back. Giannis also dunked on Tobias Harris. It was nasty. Yeah, like I said, it was too much Giannis, too much Jabari. And Pistons don't have any real answers right now, and I really feel like it is trade time. It is time for a trade. Need a real point guard in here. I would personally like to see Stan Van Gundy in that front office do what it takes to go get John Wall. That's what I would like to see personally. Will that come true? I don't know. You need balance. You really do. You need balance scoring. You need somebody to come in and play defense. You need something. Something needs to give. I mean, it's not even just about getting Andre Drummond some help at this point. It's just about getting the right players in here, because you have a bunch of players that play the same damn position. You just do. You have a lot of people who are the same player. What's the difference between Marcus Morris, John Lure, and Tobias Harris? And to a certain extent, KCP. What is really the difference? I mean, you just got a bunch of tall shooters who don't do anything else, really. Nobody really rebounds. Well, Tobias came out of the shell and got 12 rebounds. But I will keep Tobias out of this because since he moved to the bench, he's found a new lease on life. But what's the difference between Marcus Morris, John Luehr, Aaron Baines? Name me one. I'm not impressed. It's the same player out here. It's just a bunch of people shooting threes, not playing defense, not getting back, complaining to refs, jacking up threes. I mean, then your boy Reggie got a whopping 6 for 15 for 14 points. Another whopping 40% field goal percentage. He went 1 for 6 for threes. I feel like after the third miss, you should stop, but not Reggie. Not this squad. Marcus Morris went 2 for 6. There's no quitters here. Anyway, Andre Drummond got 16 points, 9 rebounds. He didn't record a block. He got a steal. The rebound numbers have went down for the last couple of days, couple of games, I should say. I really don't know why. But at the same time, for the most part, he brings effort on the boards. He's the only one bringing some kind of effort when it comes down to anchoring down the paint. So, not really here to talk about Andre Drummond. This guard position, I don't understand. That's why I say a trade it needs to be on the horizon. Reggie it's about that time. I don't see where I'm supposed to be impressed by Reggie Jackson. His return, although I was one of the people who couldn't wait for him to come back, I'm ready for him to go back. Because Ish was actually dishing out the ball. Yes, sometimes Ish will dribble out the damn shot clock, but Ish will actually pass the ball and make the right play. Reggie just wants to shoot and be the man. So I really don't understand. Maybe I'm just a little frustrated and I should, you know, take a breather. I don't know. But KCP, you, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Mr. I want $25 million. How do you want $25 million, and you may be the most inconsistent Piston that's going right now? I'm looking at your game log, and I don't really need to look at it, but I'm going to look at it for the sake that I'm on this damn microphone, and why not? Because I could rattle these numbers off the top of my head because I watch you play. And for you to want $25 million, and tonight you score what? 6 points? How are you this inconsistent? How do you score 6 points? Okay, last game. Here, we'll just do this. I want to illustrate a point here. We'll start from December 2nd. I'll just read the points. I'm not going to read field goal percentages or anything like that, even though I could, and it'll make you look worse than what you've been looking. But you scored 23 points against Atlanta December 2nd. December 4th, you scored 9 points against Orlando. December 6th, you scored 12 points against Chicago. December 7th, against Charlotte, you scored a whopping 7 points. The next game, against Minnesota, you scored 10. You score 11 against Dallas, 24 against Washington, 20 against Indiana. Okay, he's cooking. Nope, against Chicago, he scored 6. Memphis, 8. Golden State, 25. Someone woke up for that game. 18 against Cleveland again, the LeBronless Cavs. And tonight, 6 points. Yeah, looks like you'll be getting that money from elsewhere. Because if the Detroit Pistons pay you $25 million, it will be nothing short of a catastrophe. Because if you're not putting in that hard work to be the next great Pistons guard now, who's to say you're going to do it after you get paid? That's what I want to know. Who's to say all of a sudden you're going to be the hardest working man in the NBA? That's what I'm talking about. And I get somebody's going to pay him some crazy loot just because with the CBA deal and the TV deal, every mediocre player is getting they're just cashing out. I get that. Allen Crabbe got $75 million, and after that, I'm not surprised by any goddamn thing. But this shit has got to stop. This just paying mediocre players, this I don't have to play defense and just shoot threes all goddamn day, and I get celebrated after we beat somebody who doesn't matter. Like, this shit, this is crazy. You had a division opponent who came in, and you're supposed to put forth some effort. I mean, you're not sitting pretty in the division. You're not. You're last, 15-19. In your last 10 games, you're 3-7. And miraculously, you're not that far off from being in second place in this division, because the second place team is the Milwaukee Bucks, and they're 15-15. What I thought would be the most competitive division in maybe the NBA, or most underrated, has been terrible thus far. So maybe I should stop predicting things. Must be good to be Cleveland. You just coast through this division. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Stan Van Gundy, if you're listening, I'm not trying to be extra sarcastic or anything, but it's time to make a move. It's time to make a trade. It's time to now. I will say this: the moving Tobias Harris to the bench move was genius. Genius is a little strong. It was the right move. It was smart. It worked out. It did, because John Luehr, he's playing decently as a starter. He's a little more aggressive, but I mean, it's not like he's, you know, coming in being a world beater or something. I mean, he had 9 points tonight and freaking 7 rebounds. So, and he went 4-for-11 as well. But at the same time, he's Marcus Morris. It's not much difference here. It just really isn't. They both do the same thing, so it's nothing I can really. The reason it's smart is because Tobias Harris is a beast coming off the bench all of a sudden. I guess he sees the game better. He gets to see the flow of it and gets to kind of figure out where he can get in, where he fits in, if you will. And that's what he's been doing. 23 points tonight, 12 rebounds, 9 for 15, 60% shooting. I was impressed by that. He did really well. So at this point, I feel like, yes, a trade is in order, and I think Tobias should stay if he's going to continue to play like this off the bench anyway. But at the same time, if you can get a great piece back in return, like, I don't know, John Wall, then yeah, I'd send his ass to DC. So, but if you can keep Tobias and bring in a great pass first point guard, or even a player that's just really going to help contribute in a positive manner, and not just come in and shoot 26-foot shots and not play defense or rebound or do anything else, just collect a paycheck, then the hell is going on in today's NBA? God damn. I mean, maybe it's slim pickings, and who are you going to really pick up? And you have to go through the draft, which means you got to be patient, and you got to get younger, and the fans have to be patient. But I'm not sure if it's time for patience, because, I mean, they're moving downtown. People need something to get excited about. So a move is in order before February. I'm not talking the hell at the deadline. I'm talking about, like, now. Like, by December or by January 6th, this shit needs to. God damn, man. Well, at least the Bulls are losing. There's a positive. And speaking of John Wall, his current team, because I'm a holdout hope, beat the Pacers 111-105. And, the great John Wall had 36 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists. Let's compare that with Reggie Jackson, shall we? Reggie Jackson, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 for 15 shooting. Yeah. Maybe I should go ahead and just go to this free agent list and see who's going to be available. Maybe I should look forward to free agency and see. That's the thing. Then you got to get somebody to be willing to come to Detroit and going to have to sell the hell out of somebody or overpay. But the problem with overpaying is you end up with people like Josh Smith, who also likes to fire threes for no reason, and he shot 24% from three. He thought he was a shooter, but Joe Dumars thought it was a great idea to sign the man at the time, so, and that's why he's no longer here. So, hey, you know what? Nerlens Noel is on a trade block. I'm sure of this because they say he's out indefinitely. Not even because of injury, because he spoke out about his playing time. And rightfully so, because he's getting screwed in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a hot mess. They're just a train wreck. And that clusterfuck they got going on at the center position is ridiculous. And I can't blame Nerlens Noel for being upset. So there's always that. There's always Nerlens. Then you'll be getting younger, because I would say Serge Ibaka, but why not get a younger version if you can, you know, develop his shooting touch. Or keep him where he's at, because then maybe he'll still rebound, because Serge doesn't rebound anymore or block shots anymore, because he decided he was a three-point threat. Then there's Rudy Gay, but Rudy Gay is just a more athletic Tobias Harris, I suppose, with a slightly better shot. Jeff Teague is going to be available. But again, he's Reggie Jackson. Oh, so much for free agency. Stan, if you're listening, go get John Wall. So here are the next 6 games. Pistons fans, you tell me if you are optimistic about these. So we have the Atlanta Hawks on Friday. In Atlanta. We'll see how that goes. Not exactly sure how I feel about that one, because they're a lot more talented than the Pistons, so I can't sit here and say, yeah, that's a win, because every team I thought you would beat, you haven't beat, so I just don't know. Miami, January 1st, which is a Sunday. You have the Pacers coming into town on Tuesday. Thursday, you have the Hornets, you have the Blazers, you have the Kings. I want to say Detroit can go 3-3, but they'll most likely go 2-4 or 1-5 or some shit. But again, a trade is in order, and maybe I'm just irritated, and I'll be a little more optimistic about the Pistons' chances of these next 6 games in a couple of days. Ask me on Friday. How about that? There was a Stanley Johnson sighting.
What's up, Stanley?
He had 2 points, 20% shooting. He was 1-for-5. He had a whole 2 rebounds. And he actually had 2 assists, so yay. Like I said, it was too much Giannis. Giannis had 23 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals. He was everywhere as usual. Jabari Parker had 31 points, 13 for 18 shooting. He had 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Tony Snell contributed 11. Matthew Dellavedova. You know what? I would have to say, Mr. Kidd, that was a solid pickup. Great job. I thought that was stupid, but actually that's working out. He's a lot better than MCW, I'll tell you that right now. Moose, Greg Monroe had 14 points and 6 rebounds. And then overall, it was pretty balanced. It was pretty balanced. They had a great day out there. And I'm going to go ahead and shut this down. As Coach Van Gundy said, it's a time for reflection. And I need to go reflect. I wish I could sit down with him. We can discuss some trade scenarios and who should get the boot. Pick his brain so he can, off the record, tell me how he really feels. But, yeah. You guys have a good night out there. Thank you for listening. Catch this episode on SoundCloud or thecouchsports.com. And you have a good night. Peace. Let's go home.
Let's go home. Let's go home.